Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour now, it's the D, Sadie and Doug. It's take two, the DJV program. D is in Doug, J is in Jennifer, V is in Victoria. Jennifer off all week down, down, I suppose because if you were to fly straight across the Pacific, you wouldn't get to Hawaii. You have to go down a little bit in terms of the southern exposure, but it's a nice place to be no matter where it is. Fabulous place, and she's having a good week there, posting some things on Instagram. So Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen is at the controls as usual in Washington. The story of a teacher in a Pennsylvania middle school who this week is on administrative leave after she could be heard on video calling a black man the N-word and using other racist language after a fender bender in the school's parking lot. The superintendent talked about the woman. She'd been a teacher there since 2008. Right now, this person is on administrative leave, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you probably can't go a day without finding some kind of derogatory remark recorded somewhere, on video or audio where someone is embarrassed, someone in a position that ought not to, that ought to know better. And I guess, you know, you can't arbitrate or legislate attitude. But when it comes to common sense, is that really a problem, saying something like that, if you really feel that way? Is it dishonest not to let a person or accept a person, whether it's a man or a woman, saying something like that? Or, I mean, are we becoming so politically correct?
Wait. You're defending her use of the N-word?
I didn't defend anybody. Nobody said I was defending her.
No, I know. It kind of sounds like you're making an argument for her to use it. Like, what?
Well, that's unfortunate, Victoria, because that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, good.
what I'm saying is that at this point in our lives, because of social media, people who are dumb enough to do stuff like this and get caught try to talk their way out of it. Is that the way that it ought to be? Or because people have these feelings, whether they're legitimate or they aren't, I'm not saying they're legitimate. I mean, way or another, people say what they think and feel, and if we tell them not to, does that create more animosity toward a group or a... You can't legislate animosity. You can't say people, you can't have those feelings.
Maybe,
so
but
you
I
say
think,
to them, you can't express them?
I mean,
is that
maybe, but I...
Whether we agree with it or we don't agree with
it. I think it is our responsibility to take a stance against things that shouldn't be said or done. So the fact that so many people feel comfortable saying that word to other people out in public or just anywhere is so...
But does that help to educate the public as to how ignorant it is?
Well,
is there,
I think
is there...
the larger issue is I know what you're saying, Doug. People are racist and they have feelings, and
and bottling them up creates more anger and animosity.
But I don't think that the answer
is educating them as to why.
I think the problem is that this woman is a teacher with influence over other people's children.
Yeah,
I think that's
the
really
the video was
the
posted on
problem.
Facebook, for God's sakes. I mean,
and if she has black students in her class, or God forbid anyone who isn't white, you have to wonder, okay, if these are the feelings that she has, that she's just, you know, going out and calling someone that. She also told him that he was probably on welfare and that he should go back to his Section 8 housing. Then she has a lot of feelings about
so happy she's
young black people. And so to have, if those students are in her classroom.
What, you think she's the only black, she's the only person in the country who's teaching school that's a bigot? Come on.
No one said that at all.
I'm just saying that someone like that deserves to not be, she shouldn't be in that atmosphere teaching students if that's how she feels. There are plenty of people like that in the world, and I hope we find out about more of them, because they shouldn't be in charge of educating students.
Right.
Well, there
is a lot
of stuff.
Because
she's
going to perpetuate her own bigotry and her own hatred. So
but that happens whether you're teaching school or you're not teaching school. I wouldn't want her
into
my school system.
What are we supposed to do then? Just give up and let everybody say whatever they want all the time?
No, but I think there's an educational. This goes back to talking about Columbus Day and a lot of other things that happen on the course of a day or a week or a month that just go unnoticed, just accepted because they're there. The fact that we say it's not good or it ought not to be posted doesn't fix the problem. The fact that it's there and exists, I think
because having her be a teacher is not the answer. You know?
Well, there are a lot of teachers around that ought not to be teaching, in my estimation, for lots of different reasons. There's way too much political prejudice now in education as to what really is the right way to think and the wrong way to think. That's not their job. Their job is to teach youngsters about the facts of life, perhaps, in some classes, how to do basic things, how to understand basic language, how to understand basic history, how to understand basic mathematic principles, how to understand basic chemical, how does the body work, that kind of stuff. And we're getting basically none of that because there's so much other stuff that gets into the educational curriculum, and therefore we have a lot of people who are just not prepared to deal with the realities of life because it's certainly at home isn't being discussed. A lot of this stuff, I mean, I never had any of it. I'm a lot older than you guys, and nobody ever discussed anything with me. I happen to have been in a community that was pretty diverse, and so I didn't develop a lot of prejudices that people, when I went to school in Ohio, a lot of people that went to school in the Midwest, frankly, didn't have. I know it sounds to some who are in the Midwest, you arrogant Eastern SOB. No, you can feel that way if you want, and you can express yourself because that's the way you feel. That's still okay in America to do that. But is it the right way to look at me? No, I'm not like that at all. But I am somebody who understands differences, and whether I applaud it or celebrate it, I don't know what word to use, I understand it. Maybe that's the better word here.
I'm a little lost. I feel like you're saying you understand that this woman said all those things to the man.
I understand that she said it because she feels it. I didn't say I agree with it, but I think that if she is that kind of a bigot and it gets out, there's an educational component to this that isn't being used, that isn't being taken for the face value of a person who's an ignoramus who thinks that because the skin color of a person is different, therefore they are not to be treated with respect. That's ignorant thinking. And this woman is an ignoramus.
Absolutely, and she should not be teaching children. But hopefully someone in her life then will...
Can you get fired for saying that? I wonder if you can fire her. Is that the right thing?
I don't know how that works. I don't know. But yeah. I'm sure plenty of parents would say, I don't want this person influencing my child. This is the person.
She not only took a shot at him because he was black, she called him a freaking fag.
Of
stuff.
Let's not say that.
Well, but that's what's on the thing. Why shouldn't we say
We didn't say the N-word. I don't know.
I wouldn't use the N-word, but in this circumstance, I just think that there's, for you to say it's wrong and not to explain to people why it is wrong or to youngsters why it's wrong, I bet there's plenty of people in the world that don't know why it's wrong. And that's part of what keeps it going.
I don't know if she's a horrible person. So I don't know how you could ever change her perspective or her mind about anything. So I don't know. Some people are lost causes.
It's one thing if maybe you're living in a place with no access to education and you haven't been around barely anyone. And your parents taught you this idea and you've never met. You live in this tiny community. I don't know. But she's a teacher at a school, and it's in Philadelphia. To say that someone like that doesn't have access to, you know, a diverse community and the education
to
teach yourself, then, I mean, you've missed the opportunity to teach yourself. You don't really have an excuse.
Right.
Well, there's no excuse for it except ignorance. And if that sounds arrogant, like it comes from some... point of view that is prevalent on the East Coast.
That's what it is. It's not an East Coast thing.
A lot of people in the Midwest are people who are in places where there is not as much quote-unquote free thinking, think that a lot of the folks that live and work and do these sorts of programs or whatever it is how they make their living, there's an arrogance to our points of view. It may or may not be right. It isn't from our perspective, but it is. Listen, living in Ohio for the... not only Ohio. I've lived and worked in two cities in Ohio. I have worked in St. Louis, which is a very bigoted, very, very, very... Cincinnati and St. Louis are like two cities on an island, and they don't like outsiders. They don't like anybody who doesn't come up through the roots of whatever their experiences are there.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there still is. That's where, you know, why the skinheads thrive. And
it's just sad because it doesn't even need to be about a lack of education. All you need to teach your kids is to treat people with kindness and to be nice to people. And that's all it
that's
takes.
It.
And I don't understand it. That doesn't matter if you're on the East Coast or the Midwest or the West Coast.
Any other country.
I mean, if you just treat the people that you meet with kindness, then that solves the problem.
A lot of people are angry because of what goes on in their life. They can't take care of themselves. They can't take care of their children. They can't pay their bills, all that stuff. And people get angry. Not an excuse. It's just reality. It's 18 to change after the hour here on the DJV show.
If this were just any door... And this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Geico presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and... I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with Geico, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Bill of the DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Vamos a tocar el cielo con las manos, vamos a olvidar esta noche todo malo, vamos a juntar la noche.
Who's that, you may be asking? It's music time on the DJV program at 23 and change after the hour. Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and you with a new song from J-Lo. She spent all summer celebrating her 50th birthday with the It's My Party tour. She's ready to extend the fiesta a bit further on her new single called Baila Conmigo. Is that am I right? How am I doing right
now? I don't speak Spanish, but that sounds about
Baila.
Right.
Oh, good. See, there you go. Baila is the Spanish language dance track with lyrics about wanting to spend a special night on the beach, dancing until sunrise. A new song comes weeks after Ms. Lopez announced that she will be performing at the Super Bowl with Shakira. So, this is
I hope they release
stuff.
A song together before the Super Bowl. That would be fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be. Next up, musically, Elton John, who is on record now defending Ellen DeGeneres. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier about prejudice and ignorance and stuff. This is another example of the kind of stuff that I call ignorant, whether you do or not. That's up to you. You don't have to agree with everything I say. I think Ellen DeGeneres being friends with George Bush is okay. I don't.
Yeah,
George Bush wasn't my favorite president ever.
No.
Ellen's not my favorite talk show host ever. But I think, they're well-known people. And they have different lifestyles. They come from different backgrounds. So isn't that what America celebrates? We always are talking about all these cultural things and all of the things that different people bring to the surface. So where does it say that everybody has to respect? It may be that you don't like people who are gay for whatever your reason. And you may have been a supporter of George W. Bush. Does that mean you stop supporting Bush and his whatever he stands for because he likes Ellen DeGeneres? You know how foolish that is? How limiting
it
is?
Well, it was really less on him, and it was the people who came it was really more
on
Ellen.
The people on the other
saying,
side.
How could you be friends with George W. Bush? It's like, well, and Kara brought up a great point last week. Well, George W. is really good friends with Michelle Obama. So why is everyone... I understand that it's because he was so against gay marriage when he was president. So I get that that's why a lot of gay people have come forward saying
also,
this is not okay for them to be
friends. His father said he was against abortion, and Barbara Bush said that's not true at all. But he had to say it for political expediency. So there's a certain amount of that I think, involved in this as far as George Bush.
What I think Elton said about it that was pretty good was, I admire Ellen for standing up for what she said. George Bush has made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. Ellen DeGeneres has made a lot of mistakes. Like, I don't know. The idea
I think
we all make mistakes.
Right idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And if the idea that, you know, if someone does one thing that we don't like, then we suddenly have to hate them or we can't even associate with them.
Right. That's what I
think that's
that goes back to the whole theme, Kara, of what we're talking about here, the ignorance from the points of view that don't allow or want to hear from somebody who disagrees with you or doesn't have the same value set as you do. That's dangerous, kind of. It's not healthy
Ellen
for
and,
a progressive society.
Not at all. And, you know, Ellen and Elton are both happily married and have been for a long time. So I was really happy when I saw this. This was on Sunday morning shows. And I was really happy when I saw Elton say, you know, I admire Ellen for saying that I'm friends with him and it's okay. You know, it's people. And he said people need to come together and respect other people's views on life. You can't ever evolve unless you talk about things and learn from people who maybe feel differently about things.
And that goes back to the
whole
business about Columbus Day this week and, you know, whether that ought to be celebrated or not. You know, it's all part of it. So much diverse thinking, and that usually is healthier than not, frankly. It broadens your appeal if you know, you're going to be doing anything in public at all. All right, so the new Elton John book is out this... Isn't that out now? Or is it, that's what he was on.
It is, yeah.
He needed to talk about his new book, yeah. 28 After here on today's DJV program.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. Back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire.
On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
At the hour now on the DJV program, radio show that's aimed at getting people to think about what's going on. I have to agree with this, but just think about some of the things that we're talking about. Some of them are serious, some of them are silly, but still, the good thing, what I feel blessed about when I go on the air every day is there's so much happening, so many good things to talk about, so many things that maybe there are lessons involved in it. I don't like talking about the same old stuff. That's why I steer away from a lot of the political commentary that other programs have. You can get that someplace else. You don't have to be here, but I guarantee you'll know other things that are going on in the world by listening to our conversation here. Victoria Keelan is on the air with me. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is off today. The story of a Dallas mother has people buzzing. This lady made her son go through what's been described as, quote, unnecessary medical procedures through the first few years of his life. And she was brought to trial, has been found guilty and sentenced to 6 years in prison. Is this appropriate, this young child, visited the doctor 300 times, underwent 13 major surgeries.
Ugh.
And what I'm concerned about is...
What doctor would do that?
Well, that's the question. It's more the doctors that do this than the mother. The mother pled guilty to injuring a child, causing bodily injury. She began lying to medical professionals when her son was barely a few days old. 11 days into the life of this baby, it was reported that the suspect, the mother, biological mother, and her mother were observed pouring out milk that this baby didn't finish, and lying to medical professionals that the complainant had taken the entire contents of the bottle. I don't know. Apparently, this kicked off an 8-year cycle of this woman jumping from doctor to doctor. The woman was obviously mentally ill, and sending her to jail doesn't fix the problem of people, whether it's her or other people like her. The woman gets her away from the kid.
I understand that, but
I mean, isn't there better? Doesn't in a supposedly progressive society that takes to heart the benefits of understanding what's really going on, putting somebody like this in jail doesn't fix the problem. It gets her away from her son. You're right. Okay. This kid was in hospice care when he was 5 years old. Mm. 5 years old? She had this do not resuscitate order for him. I mean, it's like the woman wanted to kill the kid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a Hulu documentary, it's a show based on a true story called The Act, and it's basically the same thing where a woman raised her daughter, and this is why the stories, they're different, because in the Hulu show, they didn't go to the doctor. So she just told her daughter, she homeschooled her, she told her that she had leukemia, that she was allergic to sugar, she was allergic to all these other things, no one could ever, like, come visit her, and so, because she didn't know any differently, the daughter just assumed, oh, I have all of these things, and I guess this is what leukemia feels like, but they didn't go to the doctor, and she wasn't officially diagnosed or anything, she just told her that. So I don't understand how this woman was able to go to a doctor and fool doctors into thinking that something
was
wrong.
Part of what I'm concerned about, too. Yeah. What are the doctors doing? What's the...
Not a single pediatrician thought maybe this woman's a whack job.
Well, where's the record?
Maybe called...
Where's the medical records that this kid
had?
Over? How come no doctors had... Well, let me see the charts. Well, the charts... You don't. If you look at the charts, you don't want to continue to do what's been done here. He didn't have any medical problems, yet he went through radiation, blood transfusions.
Oh, my God.
The thing that's more frustrating, I mean, this
it's
is horrible,
me sick to my
but the thing that's also frustrating is the repercussion for people who feel severe pain and do have medical issues that, you know, doctors might have trouble figuring out. Like, it might not show up on an x-ray or something, but, you know, people who have chronic pain or something like that, I feel like those people would be taken less seriously because of something like this. Because here's a kid who they can't find anything wrong with, but his mom is probably saying, oh, my God, he has all of these issues. And then you find out, oh, nothing's actually wrong with him. Well, I don't know. I feel like that undermines the arguments of people who...
How is a social worker not called in? How is DIFUS not called in at least one time with all this? I don't know. I think the medical system here has failed this child horribly.
Well, the medical system has failed. Our overall system has failed. The fact that this woman wasn't identified as being mentally disturbed in other circumstances. Her mother is a nut job. And you look back through their history, and then somebody will look at her picture, and they'll say, oh, she's black. So she comes from disadvantaged circumstances to begin with. And that has nothing to do with being the color of your skin has nothing to do with what you are doing or not doing to your children. But yet that becomes another part of the conversation. Oh, a white woman would never do that. Are you kidding?
White women do this way more. This is an act, I forget the name of it.
Munchausen syndrome proxy. I can't remember how you pronounce it.
That's the woman
in the documentary, which is a very big documentary right now, she's a white woman, so I don't think that's
white,
an argument.
Crazy white women do this stuff all the time. I'm actually shocked that this woman was black, to be honest. Because as you were telling the story, immediately in my head, I just, another crazy white woman who's doing this to her kid.
Yeah, another woman, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know where if the race thing comes into it on this one, but, you know, I certainly didn't think that this would be anything other than a white woman.
All right, so Kara's got me, Victoria's got me all worked up because there's a study on diets that's out today that we ought to examine as to its impact on my eating ice cream and cake.
That's the only reason then you've picked
But there are people who love to eat sweets, and I'm just chewing on some chocolate M&Ms here, as a matter of fact, as I'm looking at this study. All right, so tell me why I shouldn't be chewing on chocolate M&Ms, sir.
Well, it's this study is actually it's a dermatology study, and so it's essentially they looked at what a high sugar diet can do to your skin, and especially with factors that are related to acne. And they say that because we know smoking cigarettes, tobacco is horrible for your skin. Well, according to this new study, eating a high sugar diet is like 48 times worse or something than smoking cigarettes for your skin. And so they've had all kinds of, they were, in the results, they found that, that basically half of everyone who are adults who suffer from acne have an allergy to dairy products. So a lot of people do, have better improved skin if they cut out dairy. But this study particularly was linking food and sugar to known causes for acne, and they say that if you drink soda, juices, syrups, chocolate, pastries, ice cream, consume all kinds of sweets, any type of sweets that need to be cut out because that's how bad it is for your acne, especially if you have adult acne, which a lot of people do. This was actually a study of almost 8,000 people across multiple countries too. So this was not just this was a wide scale study. But
How's your face looking? How's your face looking these days?
I don't have any acne. I did in high school. Like everybody kind of goes through that.
I don't eat sugar.
I'm not a sugar person. I'm more savory than sweet.
Okay. What about you, Kara? Your skin?
I think mine is fine. I have occasional little breakouts. It's not, like, perfect. But, I don't know. But I do eat sugar. So maybe I should cut it out and see what the difference is. Maybe I'll be a model of perfect skin.
There you go.
Perfect, yes. Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way? The system, the early warning system that we have, that there are all kinds of early warning systems. I should probably clarify this. European Space Agency has an early warning system that suggests an asteroid may collide with our planet within the next few decades. There are plenty of them that go by. We don't even know about many of them. Some of them burn up in the atmosphere. Some of them pass by the Earth 200,000-400,000 miles away from the Earth. They're not sucked into our gravitational pull. But there are a lot of dangerous space items that are out there because of what happens. The galaxies that, there are more galaxies than we can count and more planets in each galaxy than you can count. And understanding how the universe works, these planets explode. And that the what comes from the planet exploding, the stuff doesn't, it's just take a, I suppose you could put a bomb into a pile of rock and watch it blow up, and it's no longer a rock, but there are a lot of little pieces around, and that's what's floating around in space. So apparently, the European Space Agency is paying pretty close attention to an asteroid called 2019 SU3, which may be on a collision course with the Earth 70 years from now. Was recently added to the risk list because of its potential for it to collide with the Earth. They have it precisely scheduled, or they figured out. This is really what's amazing. I mean, you talk about all the other things in the world that are crazy. The fact that we can pinpoint this rock, which is away, is 70 years away from, 70 light years away, or whatever it is from the Earth. And they are predicting it'll hit the Earth on September 16th, 2084. Huh? It leaves you speechless. Huh? They can look out into space, see this thing, a projectile, with all of the crap that's in space. They can identify each one of these things, and they can look at the trajectory, and they figure, this is nothing short of sheer genius that these people we'll figure this out. It
well,
may
let's
come.
Hope they're wrong.
Well, what they say is it'll probably come within 73,000 miles. Isn't it fascinating? Think about it. All of the space junk that's up there from planets that are who knows how far away from the Earth, whether they're even from this galaxy. It could be some other galaxy. And a planet that blew up 100 million years ago. And that certainly is where, you know, the universe is so large. Some planet could have exploded 100 million years ago, and the debris is still flying around. Who knows where it came from? That's what I find so mind-blowing about all this stuff. It really is almost beyond our comprehension. But some people are worried about it. The sun's going to explode sometime soon, and it'll absorb the Earth.
Again, let's hope they're wrong.
Yes. 46 after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins hosts INSP's first ever cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. 12 modern-day working cowboys, both men and women from across America, compete head-to-head to win this 6-episode week-long event. Contestants put their diverse real-world cowboy skills to the test in team challenges that determine how well they work together and individual challenges that prove who can rise above. The danger they face is real. The stakes are high. In the end, only one will ride off a winner, earning the coveted Ultimate Cowboy belt buckle and a prize of a lifetime. We spoke with Trace Adkins about this exciting new series.
What surprised me about these contestants is how they've come together and worked together. Even though this is an individual reward at the end of this competition, they are working together, and they know they have to. And those have been my favorite challenges, too. The individual challenges are cool, but it's the team challenges that I like the most, because if they have to come up with strategies and tactics, and you know, and I've enjoyed watching them work together. And it has surprised me a little bit. It doesn't seem to be that backstabbing, infighting kind of stuff that you may see in some other shows. They're really pulling together and working hard together.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins on his new INSP Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Monday, October 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's more at INSP.com or UltimateCowboyShowdownTV.com. Insight Daily Radio.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Money Pit theme. Money Pit. All right. So Tom Kreitler is here, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's heard on hundreds of radio stations. Lots of great things are online. As a matter of fact, if you went to MoneyPit.com, you'd see a story about the Money Pit being 20 years old. So I want to know, I should know this because you and I have been friends for that long.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how this all got started. You and I had the same sort of advisor when you got started, and that's how you ended up on this program, I think, because I was introduced to you. But the theme, I think if it hadn't been for you and me coming together, I would have sought out somebody else to do this. Well, no, it's good information. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that's
very
helpful.
It's been a pleasure to be here all these years, and we're going to continue to do just that. Yeah, October 99 was when we first went syndicated on 12 stations, and now we're on 380-something or other.
I went syndicated in October of 88. That was the second one to do a national program and that survived. and I was lucky to have had, I think, the first week or month, or I don't know how long it was. We didn't even have, we had no affiliates, and then we got one, and then you get another one. So it's funny when you look back those to that time, wondering who was really listening to us. And you were, you know, you had, what'd you say, 12 affiliates when you got started?
Yeah. We were with a small syndicate. They told us we had 12, but then we were not getting questions. We were sort of questioning that.
Right.
You know, we're not getting calls.
Back in that era.
But we had to start somewhere, and that's where we started.
Yeah. So after, what do you think, over the 20 years, what's been the most important? Well, how did you get your name, first of all? Where did that money pit?
There's an interesting story behind that. You know, we didn't start by naming the show The Money Pit. We were looking for a phone number. And my co-host at the time said, what about 800 Money Pit? You know, we wanted like a, you know, 800 fix this or that, kind of a good calling number.
Right. Yeah.
So I called that, and it was some, you know, some company that had, was like insurance or sales, and it was like money plus the guy's initial. They didn't want to send the number. So I tried 888 Money Pit, which was brand new, and I got into this phone bank sounding kind of operation, and I left a message with the woman that was in charge of the phones, and thinking, this is going nowhere. I'm like, you know, hey, I'm on this little radio host. I'm doing this show, and, you know, I think you got a great number. I'd like to buy it from you. So she calls me back and tells me that this company, when she was hired to manage the phones, told her to get all these money numbers, like money 123, money 456, because they were in the financial products business, right?
Right.
Yeah. It turned out their business was so heavily focused in the Bible Belt that they couldn't use any of the money numbers. And I'm thinking for a minute, well, why was that? And then think about what money spells on a telephone. M-O-N is 666. So that's the sign of the devil.
That's
so
pretty funny.
She could not use any of the numbers, and she gave me the 888 Money Fit number. Said, no, it's all yours. You can have it.
Really?
That's and that's how good. It started. Yeah, so we got the phone number first, and then we got the show name and the trademark after that.
You got it. All right, let's find out what one of the listeners to this program named Justin has going for him. He's bought a new range, and his other kitchen appliances look a little tired. Can you paint appliances is his question.
Oh, you definitely can paint appliances, and in fact, you'll find that sometimes the paint that you can apply will last better than the original finish. What you need to do, Justin, is obviously, you know, take the appliance out if it's a if it's a refrigerator, pull it out. You want to pull all the hardware off, you know, the handles, everything that you can, that would be overlapping the finish. And you want to clean it real well. And then the type of paint is what's most important. You want to use epoxy spray paint. And they actually might call it appliance paint, but it has to be epoxy. And the reason for that is because it provides the toughest finish that you can find. Now, the thing about epoxy spray paint is it takes a really long time to dry, and that's okay. I always say the longer the finish takes to dry, the tougher the finish is. And if you think about all the finishes that are out there, you know, the ones that take the longest, they really do wear very well. So, well-ventilated area, put on 2 to 3 light coats. Do not try to get it all done in one, and you will have a really durable finish. Put the handles back on when you're done, and it'll look great.
I might have thought of using Rust-Oleum or a car finish that came in a spray can, because that applies, that is good to, in application to metal. No? Yes? Maybe?
No. Well, the thing is, you could use, if you use an exterior paint like that, it's got UV inhibitors into it, so it's a different formulation. You don't need that with interior paint. The epoxy is what really works well. It's so tough, Doug, you can't chip it. You know, it's not going to scrape. It's not going to scratch. It's easy to clean. So I swear by that stuff.
You wonder why they don't paint cars with that stuff then.
Well, because it would probably fade. But in your house, it won't.
Ah, okay. Tom Kreidler, there he is with the answers to the questions. Money Pit, Home Improvement Radio Program. Listen for it. Look for it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.